When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 166, How to Find Ease in the Turmoil of Life by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, it's another Monday episode of Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover nutrition, fitness, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Just like a big audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. For those of you longtime listeners of the show, you may remember that I was asked to do a live segment on KGO AM Radio 810 in San Francisco. I was a guest on Brian Copeland's Motivation Monday show. Well, they were kind enough to ask me back. So I thought I would let you all know that I'll be back on the air with Brian Copeland on Monday, the 20th of March. The episode will air at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, even if you're not located here on the west coast of the U.S., you can listen via Brian Copeland's website. You can find more information at briancopeland.com. And I again want to thank Brian and his producer, Carolyn, for having me back on his show. All right, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Find Ease in the Turmoil of Life by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. When we see a wilting plant, we know what to do. We water it. But when we are exhausted and stressed, it's often difficult to know how to recover. The problem is that the exhaustion many of us suffer from can't be fixed by a holiday at the beach or a visit to a day spa. Because it's not just our body that's exhausted, it's our soul. When the soul is exhausted, we suffer from loss of joy and hope. Life then seems increasingly difficult, and sometimes even meaningless. In those times, we're estranged from a dimension of being human that adds ease and joy to life. We're estranged from our natural spirituality. By natural spirituality, I mean the insight and wisdom that comes from a deeper recognition of who we are and of how our life is interwoven with all other beings. I came to spirituality the hard way. 25 years ago, my life was in tatters. My marriage was disintegrating, I was homesick, having just emigrated to New Zealand, and work was a nightmare. That's when I started Zen meditation. It wasn't a magic bullet, but I began to find islands of ease within the chaos of my life. Maybe you too are suffering, especially in this dire economic climate. In my experience, even if we are powerless to change our circumstances, we can learn to find islands of ease within our distress. I use the word ease because it implies that our body is relaxed and that we are at peace with ourselves. It also means that we are in harmony with everything around us. When we are at ease, even difficult tasks begin to flow. Here are 5 ways of finding islands of ease. These 5 ways will help you to feel more alive and peaceful instead of preoccupied and stressed. 1. Silence. Silence can heal. But many of us are afraid of it because we think it might make us feel lonely, or because it might force us to face ourselves. There are 2 kinds of silence. There is outer silence, which is absence of noise, and there is inner silence, when our thoughts die down and our mind becomes quiet. If you're not used to silence, you might like to try this island of ease in small doses. How to find the silence in your lives. Spend at least 5 minutes each day doing nothing. Just notice sounds, sights, smells, and so on. Let go of planning thoughts or other distractions. This is a way to cultivate inner silence. Eliminate background music. Only play music if you can listen to it with full attention. That might be difficult for you if you tend to exercise to music or listen to music in the car. Maybe you could just try silence for one day and see what it's like. Turn the TV off if you're not watching it. In many households, the TV is blaring, even though nobody's watching it. Try turning it off as much as possible and see what happens. 2. Mindfulness. When our mind is neither in the past or the future, and we are completely present, our experience changes in a significant way. Suddenly, life seems more spacious and more peaceful. Mindfulness means being present with a clear mind and an open heart. When we are mindful, we are available for life and aren't trapped in our own little world. Whether it's peacefulness or anger or boredom or elation or fear, mindfulness allows us to notice what we are experiencing right now. Mindfulness means bringing full, soft attention to the task at hand. All of us tend to let our mind drift when faced with a boring task. The good news is that if we pull ourselves back into the present moment, the task is transformed and boredom soon disappears. So, whether it's washing the dishes or cutting carrots or driving in rush hour, mindfulness can transform lost time into islands of ease. 3. Walking. If we're able-bodied, we do a fair amount of walking wherever we live. In an urban area, most of our walking might be to get to work or to the bus, car, or subway, or to the corner shop. And maybe we sometimes go for a walk in a park. If we live in the countryside, we may be used to long walks in nature. What happens in our minds as we walk? Often, the mind churns away. It worries, plans, relives old hurts, or dreams of the future. In order to turn walking into an island of ease, all you need is a simple change. You need to focus on the experience of walking and let go of your busy thoughts. The following tip will assist you. As you walk, touch forefinger and thumb together to remind you of the present moment. Focus the feeling of your feet on the ground, on sounds, and on your breath flowing in and out as you walk along. Each time you find that your churning mind has taken you away from the experience of now, gently refocus on the present moment. 4. Meditation. As I said before, I've been practicing daily Zen meditation for 25 years now. I do it because it makes me feel vividly alive. It gives me a sense of ease and peacefulness that is not dependent on my circumstances. Science has put meditation under the microscope and has found amazing psychological and physiological benefits. Psychological benefits. Increased feelings of vitality and rejuvenation. Increased happiness. Increased emotional stability. Decreased anxiety. Decreased depression. Greater creativity. Decreased irritability and moodiness. Improved learning ability and memory. Increased insight and wisdom. Physiological benefits. Deep rest, as measured by decreased metabolic rate and lower heart rate. Lowered levels of cortisol and lactate, two chemicals associated with stress. Improved blood pressure. Drop in cholesterol levels. Improved flow of air to the lungs. And significant slowing of the aging process. The simplest and most natural meditation is a way that Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh teaches. On your in-breath, silently say in, and on your out-breath, silently say out. If you do this even for just 5 minutes, you will notice that soul and body start to relax and find ease. What's really important is that you find ease. You just listened to the post titled, How to Find Ease in the Turmoil of Life by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
My commute time to work is an hour on average, maybe up to an hour 20 or an hour and 40 minutes, depending on the traffic. Up until recently, I was one of those who was in my own head trying to race every other driver out there. The traffic so frustrated me, even though I knew it would be there. It's almost a guarantee, for those of you that know Southern California traffic, that there's going to be traffic at certain hours of the day. And yet, somehow, I thought this would change every weekday, that miraculously there wouldn't be any traffic, and would get disappointed every single time that there was traffic. So when Mary mentioned in her post about rush hour, that clicked in my head, because there was a moment where I finally reframed this idea of traffic and my commute. I don't really know what triggered it, but I stopped racing everybody down to San Diego. I realized that as long as I get there safely, everything's okay. And I started, without even realizing it, practicing this art of mindfulness while I drive. I started to notice the sound of the road, the beautiful sunshine, or even if it was a rainy day, which we've been getting a lot more of, which is fantastic because we need this rain because of our drought, I would pay attention to the drops, the sounds of the drops onto my car, and feeling thankful that I'm safe. And oh my goodness, it made such a huge difference. So I'm a big believer in a lot of these things that Mary mentioned in her post. Give it a try. Be patient with yourselves. My mind is one of those that constantly likes to jump ahead and think about what I'm going to do when I get to work and emails that I've got to respond to. But if you keep at it, I promise there'll be this turning point where it'll just click. Now, I have to remind you that we're going to be giving away more books soon. On the first of every month, and usually more often than that, we give a book to a random person on our mailing list. So, if you want to be entered into the raffle, you just need to be a part of our weekly newsletter. You can join really quickly by texting the word BATMAN to the number 44222, or you can enter your email address at our site, oldpodcast.com. Either way works, and you'll be entered into our drawings every month as long as you're on the email list. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.